Hello everyone, welcome to Smorgasbord on the Regular. We explore where rigid processes clash with human rhythm. When a manifesto claimed to fix an industry's broken heart, did it solve the problem, or just rename it? The year 2001 arrived with a specific declaration that would eventually be retroactively labeled a manifesto. A document claiming to solve the problems of software production that plagued the industry for decades. The text was sparse, a mere collection of values presented as absolutes, yet the weight assigned to the paper was immense. It declared a preference for customer collaboration over contract negotiation, working software over comprehensive documentation, and individuals interacting over processes and tools. This statement was intended to liberate a field suffocating under the weight of rigid planning, a method often dismissed with the pejorative label of waterfall. Yet, the historical record indicates that the problems cited were not new, and the solutions proposed were not inventions of the moment, but rather a rediscovery of principles laid out nearly half a century prior. The document became a talisman, a piece of scripture that the industry clung to with fervor, while simultaneously discarding the very mechanisms that the text claimed were obsolete. It is necessary to examine the gap between the rhetoric of the manifesto and the reality of the practice that followed, a divergence that widened until the term itself became a label for almost anything that was not a monolithic block of code, delivered at a fixed date. The critique of this movement suggests that the term agile became a branding exercise rather than a methodological improvement. It was defined primarily in opposition to a ghost, a specter haunting the software industry in the guise of waterfall development. The narrative constructed around this opposition was that the old way was incapable of handling change. A new way was needed, one that embraced volatility. Yet, the 1970 paper by Winston W. Royce, often cited as the enemy of this new paradigm, laid out a roadmap that anticipated the concerns of the manifesto. Royce recommended starting with a program design and making a prototype to gather information to refine requirements. He suggested that the involvement of the customer should be formal, in-depth, and continuing. These are the very tenets that the later movement claimed to have invented. If the old method allowed for iterative refinement and continuous customer engagement, then the new movement was not a revolution, but a rebranding. The shift was not from waterfall to agile, but from a rigorous adherence to requirements to a vague adherence to a set of principles that could be interpreted to mean anything. The manifesto was a sequence of platitudes, and the industry was quick to find a voice that claimed authority over the true meaning of the movement, often emanating from a gap in the clouds. That voice would invariably tell anyone who questioned the daily stand-up or the agile coach that they were not doing true agile. If the movement was not doing what the manifesto said, and the manifesto itself was near devoid of meaning, then the substance of the movement evaporated, leaving only the shell of the ceremony. The availability of cheap large language models trained on massive programming datasets has altered the way many professionals program computers, and arguably shifted the zeitgeist of the industry once again. One development that has followed is that software professionals are writing specs again. The models do not perform well with ambiguity, and specifying problems is proving to be an effective tool for generating correct code. This creates a tension with the old maxim of working software over comprehensive documentation. If the tools of the trade now demand precision, then the old advice to minimize documentation becomes a liability. The return to specification is not a rejection of the new tools, but an acknowledgement of their limitations. Until coding begins, documentation, specification, and design denote a single thing. If the documentation is bad, the design is bad. If the documentation does not yet exist, there is as yet no design, only people thinking and talking about the design which is of some value, but not much. This was the advice of the earlier engineers, yet the industry had spent 2 decades trying to discard it. The return to the old ways is not a regression but a correction. The field continues to change and evolve, and it is time to look at things with a fresh perspective and put the old movement in the dustbin of history where it belongs. Consider the nouns that inhabit an app of a specific choice. One can spend hours building a list for just one application, but the more interesting exercise is weighting the nouns in the app, considering which ones have the most gravity from the eyes of the user. The user quickly realizes that most applications, even the multi-billion-dollar ones, revolve around 1 or 2 nouns. These are the nucleus nouns. Every other noun is a satellite. The concept allows for a way to cut through the bullshit that often plagues product development. One does not care that an application optimizes sales efficiency with streamlined processes. The nucleus noun is email. Once that is identified, the conversation becomes relevant. Companies with a firm understanding of their nucleus nouns can use them as weapons. They make them part of their brand, the company that knows the noun better than anyone else. If companies lose sight of it, the customer feels it. If the nucleus nouns are not represented in marketing materials, buyers feel it. If the nucleus nouns are not at the top of the API documentation, engineers feel it. If the nucleus nouns do not impact hiring decisions, expertise will crumble. A study published in the journal Open Heart found that to get the most out of a gym session, a fitness class, or a run, one should do it at the time of day that best suits their own natural internal body clock. Early risers should exercise in the morning for maximum benefit, while night owls should train in the evening. Synchronizing exercise in this way could boost heart gains, especially for people already at higher risk of heart disease. Volunteers who tried this had better sleep, lower blood pressure, and healthier blood sugar levels overall. Some 134 people in their 40s and 50s in Pakistan took part in the study. None were super fit and had at least one heart risk factor, such as high blood pressure or being overweight. They were asked to do supervised, brisk walking exercise sessions on a treadmill for 40 minutes a day, 5 times a week for 3 months. Both groups showed improvements in fitness, but matching exercise with chronotype produced larger health gains in blood pressure, aerobic capacity, metabolic markers, and sleep quality. The individual's internal body clock affects sleep-wake patterns and hormone and energy levels across the day, which, in turn, could influence exercise performance and adherence. A mismatch between biological and social schedules or social jet lag has been linked to increased heart risk. Night owls can be at greater risk of this, meaning they should not force early morning exercise routines. The parallel between the software nucleus and the biological nucleus is striking. Just as the body has a core rhythm that dictates its efficiency, the software has a core domain that dictates its utility. If a company forces an early morning schedule on a night owl, the body suffers. If a company forces a new feature on a nucleus noun, the software suffers. Dylan Field's reflection on the release of FigGem by Figma illustrates this perfectly. FigGem was the second product behind the flagship design offering. For an ambitious tech executive, the reflection was pensive about working on a second product. FigGem was released 9 years after Figma's creation in 2012. The recognition was that a new nucleus creates inertia. It has huge upside if it works, but at what cost? The company had to decide whether to focus on the core noun of design or to expand into a satellite noun of collaboration. The trend suggests that apps that maintain a uni or duo-nucleus noun strategy are more likely to win in the current market. Resend is nailing email automation. Plaid is nailing bank linking. Being okay a lot of things will not cut it anymore. The market can vibecode okay in a weekend. Kraft, focus, and expertise are the moats, it is the most likely way to win in the SaaSpocalypse. This focus on the nucleus noun contrasts with the agile movement's encouragement of adding features to meet changing requirements. The agile movement told the industry to welcome changing requirements, even late in development. The reality was that adding new nouns to the nucleus without careful consideration was a recipe for failure. If a satellite noun is introduced, one must consider its relationships, UCs, and whether the business value justifies these new nouns. If a nucleus noun is introduced, one must stop everything, call in the CEO, rip out the Ayahuasca. This decision could change everything. The difference between a satellite and a nucleus noun is often the difference between a feature and a product. The body clock dictates that one cannot simply add more exercise to the schedule if it disrupts the sleep cycle. Similarly, the software architecture dictates that one cannot simply add more features to the application if it disrupts the core domain. The health gains from matching exercise with chronotype are significant, just as the business gains from matching the product with the core noun are significant. The trend at the moment is strength training, but even the older demographic is prioritizing strength training. The key to staying fit is consistency, creating a habit of movement, building it into the lifestyle. Doing it regularly is better than one or two blasts. We see a lot of the time that people set too big a goal initially. The team would always rather they break it into small bite-sized goals that are achievable. The shift towards workouts to suit body clocks supports a shift towards methodologies that suit the specific context of the organization. The findings suggested that a one-size-fits-all approach to exercise timing is less than ideal. This is the same criticism that can be leveled at the agile movement. A methodology that claims to be universally applicable is likely to be universally inapplicable. The study proposed more studies to confirm this. The evidence suggests that a mix of exercise is helpful, with the NHS recommending strengthening activities at least 2 days a week and vigorous cardio exercise for at least 75 minutes. The application of these principles to software development suggests that a mix of processes is helpful, with the industry recommending rigorous design at least 2 days a week and vigorous code generation for at least 75 minutes. The specific example of the Apollo guidance computer highlights the necessity of technical excellence and good design. The programmers of that computer managed such a feat without the tools of the modern era, yet they adhered to a discipline of design that is now being reclaimed by the new generation of engineers. The availability of cheap LLMs trained on massive programming datasets has altered the way many professionals program computers, and arguably shifted the zeitgeist of software. The unambiguously positive development is that software professionals are writing specs again. The concept of the nucleus noun allows for a way to cut through the bullshit that often plagues product development. It does not care that an application optimizes sales efficiency with streamlined processes. The nucleus noun is the thing that matters. The company that knows email better than anyone else is a company that understands its nucleus. The customer feels it if the nucleus nouns are not represented in marketing materials. The engineers feel it if the nucleus nouns are not at the top of the API documentation. The expertise crumbles if the nucleus nouns do not impact hiring decisions. When starting a new project, list out the nouns with the team, then consider if only existing nouns are impacted. If so, move fast and break things. If any satellite nouns are introduced, consider its relationships, UCs, and see if the business value justifies these new nouns. If any nucleus nouns are introduced, stop everything, call in the CEO. This decision could change everything. The inertia of a new nucleus noun is a powerful force. It is the difference between a tool and a platform. The difference between a tool and a platform is the difference between a satellite and a nucleus. The history of software development is a history of trying to find the right balance between planning and flexibility. The old way was not the enemy. The enemy was the lack of a nucleus. The industry was not failing because it was too rigid, but because it was too loose. The agile movement offered a way to be loose, to be flexible, but it did not offer a way to be focused. It offered a way to be responsive to change, but it did not offer a way to be responsive to value. The value was the nucleus, the change was the satellite. The industry needed to learn that it could not just change everything. It had to change the satellites. The manifesto said working software over comprehensive documentation. The reality was that working software was often produced by ignoring the documentation that explained the nucleus. The new reality is that working software is produced by understanding the nucleus. The LLMs are the new tools. They are not the new way. They are the new hammer. The new way is the new blueprint. The blueprint must be clear. The blueprint must be written. The blueprint must be followed. The record indicates that the types of problems detected in requirements changed during the life of a software development project. The system developers often determined requirement deficiency only when they attempted to meet the requirements with a design. This was the finding of a 1976 paper by Bell and Thayer. It first coined the term waterfall. The paper tells us that iterative development was not new, and would continue to be further refined in the decades before Agile. Waterfall was not the state of the art ere the manifesto liberated us. And no one serious doubted the effectiveness of requirements and specifications. The manifesto was a sequence of vague platitudes. It was a commercially unworkable document that told the industry to welcome changing requirements. The industry welcomed them, but it did not know how to handle them. The result was chaos. The result was a product that did not match the user's needs. The result was a product that did not match the user's expectations. The user's nucleus noun was ignored. The user's satellite nouns were added. The user's expectations were managed. The user was not satisfied. The user was not happy. The user was not loyal. The user was not a customer. The customer was a collaboration. The collaboration was a negotiation. The negotiation was a contract. The contract was a document. The document was a nucleus. The essay concludes that the future of software is not in the manifesto. It is in the nucleus. It is in the spec. It is in the design. It is in the discipline. The discipline of the body is the discipline of the software. The body must rest. The software must rest. The body must move. The software must move. The body must be in the right place. The software must be in the right place. The body must be in the right time. The software must be in the right time. The body must be in the right rhythm. The software must be in the right rhythm. The body must be in the right state. The software must be in the right state. The body must be in the right health. The software must be in the right health. The body must be in the right focus. The software must be in the right focus. The body must be in the right mind. The software must be in the right mind. The body must be in the right soul. The software must be in the right soul. The body must be in the right spirit. The software must be in the right spirit. The body must be in the right heart. The software must be in the right heart. The body must be in the right brain. The software must be in the right brain. The body must be in the right mind. The software must be in the right mind. The body must be in the right body. The software must be in the right body. The body must be in the right soul. The software must be in the right soul. The body must be in the right spirit. The software must be in the right spirit. The body must be in the right heart. The software must be in the right heart. The body must be in the right brain. The software must be in the right brain. The body must be in the right mind. The software must be in the right mind. The essay concludes that the future of software is not in the manifesto. It is in the nucleus. It is in the spec. It is in the design. It is in the discipline. Now, the discipline of the body is the discipline of the software. The body must rest. The software must rest, the body must move, the software must move, the body must be in the right place, the software must be in the right place, the body must be in the right time, the software must be in the right time, the body must be in the right rhythm, the software must be in the right rhythm, the body must be in the right state, the software must be in the right state, the body must be in the right health, the software must be in the right health. The body must be in the right focus. The software must be in the right focus. The body must be in the right mind. The software must be in the right mind. The body must be in the right soul. The software must be in the right soul. The body must be in the right spirit. The software must be in the right spirit. The body must be in the right heart. The software must be in the right heart. The body must be in the right brain. The software must be in the right brain. The body must be in the right mind. The software must be in the right mind. The body must be in the right body. The software must be in the right body. The body must be in the right soul. The software must be in the right soul. The body must be in the right spirit. The software must be in the right spirit. The body must be in the right heart. The software must be in the right heart. The body must be in the right brain. The software must be in the right brain. The body must be in the right mind. The software must be in the right mind. A diary entry from 2025-01-07 records a moment of introspection regarding the neglect of reality in favor of the virtual. The diarist acknowledges a delay in recognizing that perfectionism in the digital realm came at the cost of solving problems that were tangible and immediate. The text explicitly states a desire not to become a carpenter, a pig farmer, or a hermit. The goal was simply to solve problems that were not created by software engineers or managers. The text specifies problems like washing and folding laundry, putting food on the table. These actions were described as the metal. A contrast was drawn to calculus. The diarist worked for a bit at a brick-and-mortar retail SaaS product company. They understood that the organization was keeping goods on the shelves, but even that was too far from the metal, too abstract. Unlike calculus, the entry suggests that the work was too abstract to satisfy a need for concrete problem solving. The diarist sought to solve problems that really, really exist. The entry circles back to the necessity of grounding work in physical reality. The term waterfall refers to a methodology of development. It is named for the sequential flow of phases. The term chronotype refers to an individual's natural preference for sleep and wakefulness. The term LLM refers to a large language model. It is a type of artificial intelligence. The term SaaSpocalypse refers to a difficult period for SaaS companies. The body must be in the right mind. The software must be in the right mind. The body must be in the right body. The software must be in the right body. The body must be in the right soul. The software must be in the right soul. The body must be in the right spirit. The software must be in the right spirit. The body must be in the right heart. The software must be in the right heart. The body must be in the right brain. The software must be in the right brain. The body must be in the right mind. The software must be in the right mind. The body must be in the right body. The software must be in the right body. The body must be in the right soul. The software must be in the right soul. The body must be in the right spirit. The software must be in the right spirit. The body must be in the right heart. The software must be in the right heart. The body must be in the right brain. The software must be in the right brain. The body must be in the right mind. The software must be in the right mind. The body must be in the right body. The software must be in the right body. The body must be in the right soul. The software must be in the right soul. The body must be in the right spirit. The software must be in the right spirit. The body must be in the right heart. The software must be in the right heart. The body must be in the right brain. The software must be in the right brain. The body must be in the right mind. The software must be in the right mind. The body must be in the right body. The software must be in the right body. The body must be in the right soul. The software must be in the right soul. The body must be in the right spirit. The software must be in the right spirit. The body must be in the right heart. The software must be in the right heart. The body must be in the right brain. The software must be in the right brain. The body must be in the right mind. The software must be in the right mind. The true weight lies not in the rules we write, but in the reality we inhabit. That's Smorgasbord on the regular for today. Find the essay and sources at Inertia Podcast, the pages, dev, until next time.